Welcome into season 3, episode 2 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you, as always, for checking this episode out and the podcast out. Truly means very, very much to me. And I wanted to discuss in this episode, sound British, holy shnikes. I wanted to discuss in this episode I just want to talk about documentation of the process and in terms of content on social media, because it's something I'm starting to do more of, and I wish I did it 4 years ago, even like 6 years ago when I was like in high school. So without further ado, let's just get into the episode. So personally, documentation to me is incredibly fun to do, but there's one simple problem when it comes to it for me. It's actually taking action on in terms of creating that video or shooting that video and getting it out to the world, because I'm so guilty of overthinking. Overthinking is definitely shitty. It's super shitty. I still overthink too much. Although I will say I have improved in recent time with my overthinking. And I can just feel myself getting better and better at it. And for example, this is my most productive summer in terms of actually doing stuff and getting stuff done compared to the previous 3 summers, where I started to get the business interest, get interested in business and all that fun stuff. This has been the most productive summer so far in terms of actually doing what I'm going to say. And right now it's a process for sure. And it's one of those things where I'm just trying to get over the hump, and I know that day is coming incredibly soon. I just don't know when, like what day or month is going to be. And I think that's part of the fun. I think that's part of the process, and the fun part of the process is knowing that day is coming. I just feel like I'm so close, but I'm yet so far. In my head, I've kind of picked out a day or a month where I think my entire life will change. And I think that is coming actually very soon. I don't want to say it on this podcast because I don't want to be wrong when that time comes and have people like, oh, you were wrong, huh? And kind of like shove it in my face. But so I'm going to keep that to myself. But I just think it's coming very soon. I'm starting to, in terms of my business stuff, I'm like doing outreach to businesses right now, and I found some different ways to word things to offer help to these people, and I can see that I'm starting to get more responses and get more interest in the videos that I send, because I use a software called Loom, which lets you record your screen and do a voiceover to what's on your screen. And so I'm just doing these videos and sending them, doing videos of their Facebook and their marketing and sending them to these businesses. And I was sending these things. I started sending these back in May. I think I did a few in May, and I didn't really get any responses. And the cool thing about this software is it tells you when someone views your video, which is amazing, because then if they view your video and they don't respond to you or don't get back to you, you can follow up with something along the lines of, hey, I noticed you viewed my video. What did you think of it? Did you have any questions, any comments? What kind of feedback would you like to give me? That's the cool thing about that software, is it tells you when someone views your video. And you can tweak your follow-up messages to that fact. And recently, in the last week or so, I have received the most feedback on those videos yet. And that the most people have viewed those videos in the last 2 months combined, in the last week, which is telling me something, that my message is starting to work. It's starting to resonate with these people. I'm starting to get the hang of how to pick their interest and get them to watch the video. Because the best strategy for business, and this is Gary Vee, and it's been so true. The best strategy to get people interested in what you have to offer and say is to genuinely want to help them. And I'm showing these businesses that I genuinely want to help them, because we're in such a unique time period right now that every single business needs help. And marketing is one of those things that could help a business, that will help a business if done correctly. And I'm just starting to get the hang of it. I'm just so close to breaking through and just, I'll taking off. But it's one of those things, like every single no. Like I'm going to go back in time here to the last few summers. I was so petrified. I've been trying to get this business off the ground for a while, and I'm documenting this on my podcast right now. I'm letting it out to the world that I sucked. I absolutely sucked at business back in the day because I was so afraid of what people thought of me. I was so afraid of getting rejected. I was so afraid of people just saying no to me. No, I'm not interested. And like, I just received one of those messages today. Like, no, I'm not interested. And it's like, okay. Like if I received one of those messages, I would not do any outreach or any cold contact for the next month, because I was just so demoralized. And it's like, oh, maybe this isn't for me. Or it's kind of like the thing when your brain just absolutely takes over, your subconscious mind just absolutely takes over and says, oh, we'll just start tomorrow. We'll take the rest of the day off today. Yeah, they said no to you, so let's just take the rest of the day off. It's like, how does that make sense? It's like, just go on to the next one. It's like every single no gets you closer to a yes. And that's what I've been telling myself so much the last few months, is every single no is going to get me closer to a yes. And if I'm genuinely nice to the people that say no to me, who's to say they can't come back to me 6 months later and be, oh, are you still doing that marketing? Like, well, we're thinking about hiring an agency for our marketing, and we thought of you because you sent that video talking about what we could do to improve marketing. And yeah, so that's the thing. I just got to be nice to them, even if they say no, because who knows what happens down the road. I could run into them at like a store or whatever and spark a conversation about marketing. That, hey, oh yeah, you sent us that video about our marketing. And it's like, oh, well, now we're looking for an agency. Like, you just have no idea like when someone could change their mind about something. So the best thing you could do is just be nice to every single person in business. Just show kindness, show that you genuinely want to help them. And if they can sense that you genuinely want to help them, then they're going to be interested. And that's what I figured out recently, in the very recent past, is that people will listen to you if you genuinely want to help their business grow. And that's been by far my greatest thing I've learned in the last few months, because I've looked back at previous things that I've done in the previous years when I've done outreach, and it was like incredibly salesy. Like, holy crap, like the sales script was like, it was awful too. Like, it didn't work. It did absolutely nothing. Just don't do what I did. What I did was, I did a few cold calls. I absolutely suck at cold calling. I hate cold calling. Cold calling is the worst. And it's so much easier to, I feel like, cold message on Facebook, which is what I have seen the most success with in terms of response rates and getting my video viewed. Facebook email is actually, believe it or not, cold email for me has worked decently well in terms of getting my stuff viewed. And the biggest thing, obviously, is to convert these people to sales. And but yeah, that day is coming very quickly. I'm sure some of these people will be interested in working with me and blah, 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 blah. So as I was saying, what the hell was I saying? I get sidetracked so much on my podcast. It's crazy, but I'm just documenting this process, and I'm going to think of what I was going to say. But in the meantime, documentation is real. I'm loving this season 3 right now. I'm just documenting. Like, the first episode was, I'm done giving advice. This episode, I gave a little advice, but it was from personal experience. And this episode wasn't solely me giving advice. It was a documentation of how I've changed my business structure, how I've changed up, how I deliver my, I guess you could say, sales messages, and showing that I genuinely want to help these businesses because I know they're all struggling. And so that's what's going on right now. And if one of you listening to this right now is in business or whatever, then I highly recommend just being showing that you genuinely want to help them. Not everybody's going to say yes. Obviously, they're not all going to be interested. But every single no, like, I just tell myself this every single day, which keeps me motivated. Every single no is going to get me closer to a yes. Like, oh my God, once you get that yes, everything changes. Absolutely everything changes. Your confidence will soar. You're gonna feel more motivated to get stuff done. Like, oh, this is the hardest part right now for me. And I'm just like super excited because I just know the tides are turning. I can feel them turning in my head. I can just feel them. I can feel the energy around me just getting better because of the fact that I know everything's going to change for the better sooner rather than later. And I'm super excited. And I'm loving, like I said, I'm loving this documentation process right here. And I hope you guys are enjoying this documentation process. Like, this is fresh from my head, like straight from the dome, like into your ears, like the documentation process, what I've tried, what I've done, what I've learned, and how I'm going to utilize it and all that stuff. So, yeah, I might as well wrap up this episode right here because I got to get back to work. I got to finish editing video for Instagram for a YouTube trailer of a vlog that I did. Speaking of that, I did a vlog, or I was editing pretty much all day yesterday. All day. I was expecting to be editing for 2 hours, but it turned into like 8 hours, and it was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm still not done. And even though I probably worked on this thing for over 20 hours total, this video. It's been ridiculous. By far the most work I've ever put into a video ever. And I'm willing to bet it won't be the last time I put that much work into a video. So with all that said, I'm going to wrap up this episode right here and now. All right. So thank you to all of you who tuned in for season 3, episode 2 of the Jake Boucher Show, documenting my journey. I truly appreciate you listening to the entire thing, which is just amazing that you took out 13 minutes of your life to listen to this episode. Absolutely amazing. So I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, amazing day, whenever you watch this episode or listen to it. Just have an amazing day. Just be awesome. And just keep striving. Keep pushing towards your goals. We're all in this together. And remember, every no gets you closer to a yes. Thanks, guys.